ourselves in the world and especially toward you. All I can tell you is I've gone to the highest tribunal I know to go to in this world, and it's my conscience, and my conscience is not accusing me. Wow. Boy, you can go to sleep at peace with that, can't you? You can sleep a good night's rest. His conscience knew what nobody knew. His conscience knew what no one could write a letter about. His conscience knew what no committee could affirm about him. No church could demonstrate. He was winning the battle where the battle has to be won. And he says that my conscience tells me that I am ministering in moral purity and enlikrineia, which is transparency, that there is nothing to hide. This isn't about human wisdom. This isn't about a game. This is about the grace of God working in my sanctification so as to calm my conscience. This was repeatedly his testimony. Acts 23:1, listen, brethren, because he was always being accused. Brethren, I have lived my life with a perfectly good conscience before God up to this day. He said that to the Sanhedrin, trying to indict him. Acts 24:16, I do my best to maintain always a blameless conscience before God and before men. He said that to a Gentile ruler by the name of Felix. All I can say is I appeal to my conscience, and it's clear. And in 2 Timothy 1:3, end of his life, the finale, the swan song, the last letter, and I love this, at the very beginning, 2 Timothy 1:3, he says, I thank God whom I serve with a clear conscience. Now, that's a godly man. All leaders, all believers are to follow that pattern. 1 Timothy 3:9 calls pastors and elders to be faithful to the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. Sin is never mortified when it's covered up. It's never mortified when it's exchanged for a different sin. It's never mortified when it's repressed. Sin is only mortified when conscience is satisfied. Peter said this, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, 1 Peter 3:15 and 16, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, so that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed.